I didn't say. Fortune's wheels just for show. In this brutal turning, nothing changes the cold light of day. Fancy language dies, and everyone's happy to see it go. Us no angels, a fucking idiot somebody made. A fucking idiot someone made in the snow. A carriage made of gold. How the arithmetic of this guitar melts your heart is beyond me. And when I say beyond me, I mean beyond me. Love you, I barely know you. It goes to show who really knows what love is. The branches, the breeze, the roiling seas, none of it seems worth mentioning. Though I'm in the process of figuring it out, even if it's elementary. Scrapyard angel, wings of brass, ash, a river called trash. And speaking of life, like this is what life's like. You thread the needle, then the needle's dry. You thread the needle, then the needle's dry. Inward crackle, says the fink to himself. Let it go off like the go off, like the go off, like the go off, like the go off, like a hydrogen bomb. But I do radiate a certain glow. It flutters and fades, a Ferris wheel on the run from the snow. You have to look at it from all angles, says the cubist judge from cubist jail. The sky glows, the heat is unbearable. Parrot weather. My decision is final, a crazy game. I traded a moonlight for the morning dew. I know dusk when I see one, I know rust when I see it. You come out swinging, but you go down swinging too. You pay good money for $1 million view, flipping the pages of Chatelain. The rude empiricism of every troubled loser, quote unquote unquote. A moment alone, please. A moment alone, please. A moment alone, please. With this rhapsody. With this rhapsody.
Lowborn Madonna, with her typewriters in the rain, clacking their misfortune. Speech, speech. A figure of light's trapped inside your
friends. Where'd you go?
And while we're on the subject of psychotic passwords.
You are listening to the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM. Welcome to another Friday. We are broadcasting live from CITR station here on UBC campus. located on the traditional ancestral and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. My name is Aaron, and thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really excited to be here. I'm actually going to be joined by a couple of guests in the studio. Sasha's still in Boston. I'm going to be joined by a couple of guests in a short number of minutes. A couple of CITR members here who have another show on the station. I'm just going to tease it as that. We're going to keep listening to some music until they join me in the studio, which will be shortly. But you heard Destroyer with June off Labyrinthius. It's a hard album to say. I'm going to try it again. Labyrinthitis. Yeah, I think we're going to go with that. That was from Destroyer's album that just came out earlier this year. The song's called June. Really fun one. Now behind me right now, we have New Little Dragon that just dropped today, a new EP. This song is called Frisco. The EP, Opening the Door. We'll be back with some fun conversation, some more music, and other little miscellaneous things on this rainy Friday morning. This is the Flower Power Hour.
If I fall in and relax, will I flow? And long is release when I see the home. Me go, yeah.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Flower Power Hour. We're back on the air, and we are joined by two special guests. You were promised the best of the best, so today we're joined by Oren and Lana. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, welcome. Hey. Welcome into the studio. We have, we have some connections. We have some connections from our CITR backgrounds.
We know each other.
We know each other. We know each other
just
well.
Say it, just say it. Yeah, no, just
yeah,
say it.
There's
just
no,
don't
there,
be shy.
Yeah, we just got to get the bias out of the way already. But I'm really happy you guys are here today. It's really
Thank
nice.
You.
Sasha's
Us
been
too.
In Boston for a while, so I've been alone a lot of the time.
Well, oh, we're going to replace him now, I guess.
Probably moving forward permanently.
Yeah, no, if you know, we're here.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And you guys are not only involved at CITR in like exec and staff capacities.
We're what? No, I'm kidding. Various capacities across the station.
Across the station, yeah. What do you got? What do you guys do? First and foremost,
Lana.
Oren's the admin coordinator.
Yeah, the boring
He's
one.
He's basically the little PA.
Yeah.
Runs around and does his silly little tasks.
My little, yeah.
That one.
Yeah, I'm the admin coordinator, so I don't really do anything with exec, but I do all like the financial stuff.
It's important.
It's
boy.
Right. It's good.
Yeah.
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 And Lana?
Don't make me say it.
Say it.
No, I'm
say
the.
Say it.
Actually, yeah, I'm taking over. So now I'm the new president at CITR. Which, funnily enough, Aaron used to be last year.
Whoa.
Yep.
Full circle. Yeah.
On the show now. There's been a lot of presidents on this show, I'll have you know.
Oh my god, Joe was on?
Yeah, he was supposed to, but then he slept in. Get which is actually remarkably close to
what we
what
did.
Happened
what
this
happened
morning.
This morning.
The way
Lana's doing homework in the studio right now.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Aaron, yeah. Aaron's like, Oren, you move like Joe Biden. Like, you slept
we're
in today.
We're literally Joe and Kamala.
Saw you fall off your bike.
Yeah, no, literally.
You guys also have a show which we're going to talk about in a bit. But first, we wanted to play a song that you're going to bring to the table today. A little flavor that you would play normally on your show.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, this is
brace
yeah.
yourselves.
This is tame.
This is tame. This is what we listen to fall asleep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is a lullaby courtesy of Oren and Lana on the Flower Power Hour.
My feelings are
I want to be like those DJ guys. It's like they don't even have to try.
Welcome back to the Flower Power Hour, joined by oceanographer Lana and administrator Oren. Super happy to have you both on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
So, as we mentioned earlier, Lana's actually doing a quiz right now in the studio, and we wanted to...
No. Let me clarify.
Okay, please, yeah.
It's an assignment. I don't want to out myself here. No, yeah, it's an assignment.
Okay, so Lana's doing an assignment in the studio right now, and we thought it'd be fun.
She understood the assignment.
She's literally doing it.
She didn't understand it, which is why she's doing it
right
half
now.
An hour before the deadline in Studio A.
It's better than Studio B, I'll tell you that.
And Studio C.
Oh my God,
what's up
Studio
with
C?
That one?
Oh, don't even get me started
rancid.
On Studio C.
Kidding.
I actually like it.
You no, it's actually, know. They're all really nice.
Yeah. Very ambient.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. It was satire.
Yeah.
It was
we should have a little alarm that goes off to signify satire.
Like, irony, so, like, irony. The entire, it will be playing the entire time.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing we say is real.
Yeah. This is not actually public record.
Including this assignment. Lana, can you please ask Oren and I a question off of your assignment to see if we can answer it?
Okay, let me find a very
first one to answer
esoteric.
Wins.
Okay. You know I was late today. I'm not gonna be first.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna... All right. Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm not even gonna give you the background info. You
no.
just have to guess.
It's useless.
Is the partial pressure of CO2 measured in the surface ocean in equilibrium with the atmosphere? If not, is it undersaturated or supersaturated?
Given that there is an if not part of the question, I'm going to say that it's not, and I will say it's super saturated.
I'm gonna say
super duper saturated.
Okay. Super duper. Well, you're
yeah, what do you
super
think?
Yeah,
duper
just like skip over
incorrect.
My answer.
Oh.
No, because like I knew. Yeah. I've taken EOSC like once. Yeah, I know about earthquakes. I know
it's
about.
Not, it's not EOSC.
So, if you are you an earthquake expert?
Yeah, actually.
A resident earthquake expert?
I actually make
Oren's
them.
Oren's a seismographer.
Seismograph.
I actually fart a
yes.
lot, so.
My pocket seismograph with me. Anyway.
Can we get an estimation from you when the big one's going to hit Vancouver?
See, I don't play with that.
I don't
honestly
like to
couldn't.
Lie to my fans.
No, like, when it drops?
be ready.
You'll know.
when the new single drops.
When it drops, when the plates drop and shit, you'll know.
Oh.
That's a good
The last advice. One was at the Victory Square after party, though.
Yeah.
That one was kind of crazy.
There was like a really big earthquake.
Yeah.
What happened?
Like Redgate wasn't ready.
Redgate truly...
I don't even think they're operating anymore.
I want to say that you're referring to a DJ set that took place that evening. Is that correct?
I don't know. What? That's what people are saying.
What are they saying about it? What are they saying?
They said, like, oh, these people tore. They ate up. They left no crumbs. Stuff like that. I don't know. Like.
And it was true.
Like, speak normally.
Yeah. The brain, the freak brain.
They ate up.
They ate and left no crumbs, that's apparently. Awesome.
Yeah.
And what is, I want to know the performance name, because I heard that these people are really hard to find.
Yeah, they're like super.
The way they're hard.
They're super underground. You can only find them when an earthquake breaks out. Whoa. There's a little crack in the ground.
When
and
earth
then they
emerge?
Like surface. Yeah.
Yeah. When the earth is being eaten.
When the earth is undersaturated.
So this sounds like the kind of music that you could potentially play on your show.
This?
One could say.
Wait, the earth-shattering, earthquaking music.
Oh, absolutely.
Only.
Okay, so I want to know a little bit about this show.
Oh, yeah, our show.
Yeah, just a little bit about that.
Tune in.
You say...
on what? Anyway.
Anyways, Club Matinee.
We're Club Matinee.
Yeah, I guess us
too. Yeah.
We're
that
just
one.
Yeah.
We just love texture. We love pots and pans. Yeah, really crunchy. A lot of synesthesia references on the show, and we're allowed
like
because we have it.
Exactly, we're clinically diagnosed.
Self-diagnosed.
clinically
yeah. Self-diagnosed.
We've That's been another so thing trials. That people are saying about PTA.
Oh. Name drop on the air.
Name dropping by accident.
Oh, accidental. Anyways, speaking of synesthesia, I was watching a video interview, and who was it? Like Phineas, like Billie Eilish's brother has it. I was like, okay, what
okay,
about me?
You're not special.
Yeah, I was like, what about us?
I do produce music.
Where
and
is
synesthesia.
Our
yeah, exactly.
Vice 2000 word profile?
No, exactly. ID Magazine, Dazed. I don't know, the face, like they're not...
No.
They haven't given us a feature yet.
No.
Yo, can I tell you guys a really quick story about Phineas? If you have time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I had a film studies course with this one person. We're going to call him Hank. Hank and I had a film studies course together. He's from LA. And so like we're watching... Have you seen Lady Bird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a rite of passage.
So we're watching Lady Bird in our film class. And he leans over to me and says, her bedroom used to be my bedroom. And I'm like, yeah,
whoa.
Okay, bro. Like, but he is from LA. I'm kind of like, okay.
Okay.
And I'm kind of like calling BS a little bit. I'm like,
right.
And whatever. He's like, yeah, that church is the church I used to go to, like in Lady Bird and stuff too. And then like eventually, blah, blah, blah. Another
me
class with
lie.
Him.
Me
he's,
when I
He's
lie.
A name dropper, like likes to drop names. So you don't really know like what to take seriously. But this dude says something about Phineas and Billie Eilish. He's like, yeah, I grew up with them. We used to make music together. I'm like. Come on. They're like the biggest stars
so
in the
happened?
World.
So why did you fall off?
Yeah.
They win the Grammy. Guy gets a shout out in Phineas's Grammy speech.
Whoa.
Facts. Calls out Hank by name and says, I just want to shout out my buddy Hank. Whoa. We used to make music together
so
like early on.
So
it's Frank. It's Frank.
Yeah.
It was Frank, actually, really nice guy.
Oh, I love him.
But it was
get him on the pod.
Pretty wild.
Frank Oceanography.
Yeah.
Frank Oceanography.
Yeah.
Speaking of Frank Ocean, Amaro Polo, they're dating.
No.
What? Since
yeah.
When?
Since
no.
Like a long time ago.
Oh wait, no, I know this.
No.
I didn't know that.
Get up on the gay drama.
Damn it.
Amaro Polo and Frank. Maybe I'm spreading misinformation.
Maybe.
No, I don't think you are.
No, isn't that?
I'm gonna Google it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna Google.
We have our fact checker in today.
Amaro Polo. Yeah, we don't have that one on Club Matinee.
No, we just
we can afford it. We got the big budget here on the Flower Power Hour. Oh, when I search in Amaro Polo, though, the first result is Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
See, the way I don't lie, and y'all think I lie.
The first three headlines, though. Here's why fans think Amaro Polo and Frank Ocean are dating. Second one, Amaro Polo and Frank Ocean spark dating rumors.
Know.
No confirmation here.
Well, okay, I just confirmed it.
Okay.
Like Club Matinee.
Club Matinee.
Yeah.
Confirms Omar Apollo, Frank Ocean. Together?
Oui, Club Matinee every other... Actually, no.
We don't even we don't have a set time.
That's okay.
It's like best of luck.
It's just like tune into CITR all the time. And
exactly,
you're going to find it. You're
going to
find it.
Once you hear the crunchy drums come in.
Then you know that's us.
Speaking of crunchy drums, which I don't actually know if the next song will entail.
Probably.
I think we should go into potentially Debbie Friday.
Ooh,
does that sound good?
There are a little bit of crunchy.
Yeah, a little crunch.
There's
conch.
A little bit of crunch. Conch. Yeah.
Wait, we're going to talk about piercings later.
Yeah, we are. We're going to play these next two songs by Debbie Friday. Then we're going to start talking about piercings.
Hot.
This is the Flower Power Hour.
Whoa.
But I want you and I'll flaunt you and I'm freaking. Yes, I want you and I'm dreaming and I'm seeking a real feeling. Said I don't want you, but I want you and I'm winning and I'm losing. Yes, I want you and I'm waiting and I'm oozing and I'm bruising. I'll fight you, I will focus. You better tighten up. You want this. You're a knock. And I'll work you. Yes, I want you. And I'm dying and I'm trying. I mean business. Oh, I don't want you, but I want you. And I'm ready and I'm running. Yes, I want you. And I'm willing and I'm hitting. I'm so vicious.
Flower Power Hour, Friday morning, Lana and Oren in the studio.
Yeah, we
are. Chaos.
That was awesome.
Right?
The songs actually got me ramped up.
Yeah. Wait,
the way that we were just... I just put on the headphones again, and I heard in the background of that song, like, a little sound that I know they used Isotope to make.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, babe, I know your plug-in. Like, come on now. Come on, yeah. Shut it down.
Don't show yourself so easily.
Exactly.
We are...
Like, I do that, too.
We are joined, we being me, by Lana and Oren. And we are talking about piercings.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Lana, septum piercing today?
Spew it.
I don't know. Does anyone want to phone in and like...
Yeah, honestly, if you have any thoughts on septum piercings, nose piercings, any other piercings, your recovery from them, how much people have loved you since you got them, call into CITR 604-822-2487. We'll try and take a call live on air. Or if you just want to call and chat.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Always down for a little chat.
Chatteroo.
Can I pull you for a chat? No, the way that's so funny because one time, like when I did my first fill in here, someone called because they're like, whoa, we love Count Contessa. What Azalea Banks song did you just play? And the way I was fumbling so much and like would just like, I ended everyone's calls. It was disgusting, but I didn't know what
to do. Okay, bye.
I was like, hello, hello, hello. And they're like, hello. I'm like, okay, just
you like accidentally read out one of her stories.
Yeah. No, exactly. I'm like, actually. Anyways, Azalea Banks' stories.
Anyways, stream the gospel.
We're in church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not ready for that conversation.
No.
So anyway.
Anyways.
So we'll talk about piercings.
We'll talk about piercings then. Is Aaron going to get one?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I want the nose.
Me too.
I'm a little nervous.
I've been thinking about it, but it's so daunting because it's like, okay, if I want to get it on the outside, if I want to get a little stutter ring, then that's too much commitment because of the scarring, right?
Don't tell me that.
No, but on guys is different.
It's different.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we heal way faster.
I just like have beautiful skin, and no, I'm kidding.
Wait,
but
drop skincare routine.
No, it's just because I don't want anything to happen. Like I'm already on the brink as it is. I'm not. There's no point in getting any, you know, in getting any.
No, that those vibes. Valsal vibes.
Valsal vibes.
But you were saying that you were, you know, duking it out with your mom a little bit about
this. Unpack this one.
Yeah.
Bring
up the trauma.
No, my... yeah.
Anyways, intermission.
This one's going to cut deep.
I love you, Mom.
Bisous, bisous.
Bisous, bisous.
Bisous, bisous.
Yeah. No, she just, like, hates. She just... Basically,
she's a hater.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, if you want one too, then just get one. We can go together and we can hold each other's hands.
That'd be really nice.
Omar, speaking of piercings, I just saw Flume get a piercing at Claire's on Instagram.
Oh, that is so...
At Claire's?
Redacted.
Yeah, yeah. We have to redact what Lana was going to say. But yeah, I saw it. He was like, he's on tour right now and he just pulled up to a Claire's in like Oregon or something and got his ears pierced.
He came here. No.
Yeah, with AG.
Yeah.
AG. AG Cook.
Do we have any Charlie lined up for today?
I don't think we put Charlie on the playlist, but we could.
We could easily.
Charlie. No, but if folks don't know.
If there's one thing about us.
Yeah, we'll just say stuff without context. AG Cook is basically like creative director of Charlie XCX, produces all her music.
Okay.
And he's been like supporting her on tour.
So humble.
Is she here tonight?
No. Oh, is she on the island tonight?
I know in Victoria. Yeah, tonight or tomorrow in Victoria. Yeah. So I assumed one
Charlie and Lord are playing Victoria.
And Lord?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
I know.
That's a big show.
I know.
Jeez. Anyone's enjoying this show right now and wants to give us a little treat.
Yeah.
Little treat?
Little treat.
We have a treat,
we love Charlie XCX.
So if anyone listening is like a promote,
need an opener.
Yeah. Oh, Charlie, we would tear.
Basically, if you want to get us tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any sort of Charlie XCX merch or any sort of thing
we'll,
like that.
We'll cover
drop
the
it by
press.
The station.
Yeah. They used to have.
We'll get her on the pod.
You should.
Yeah. Well, all of Charlie's merch at the show was crazy. It was all, I have to redact myself on air, but it was all
that one.
Certain objects that could be, anyways, used in different ways. There was a lot of objects that could enter parts of the body.
Oh, what? Was that actual merch? Like, they were actually selling that? Oh,
and there was, like, things that you could use to wash the inside of yourself.
No way!
That's unbelievable.
What?
Well, I mean,
there that's some like of the most unique merch I've ever heard, though.
Well, no, Sophie used to have a massager.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
use it as you please.
That's wicked.
Yeah. We're in our product era.
Yeah, we truly are.
You should do that for Flower Power Hour.
We should.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll release like limited edition little bottles of,
Yeah. That one is just so terrible. You just brought that up so casually.
Why is that any worse?
Yeah, wait. So I'll wear it around my neck. It's a bottle.
We'll have the same fridge as like the yerba mates. We'll keep them in. Let's have a little one in the stew. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a reoccurring segment on the show. Okay, first of all, I want you to talk two words on Hudson Mohawk.
Big boom.
That one. Exactly that.
Okay, we're gonna have this playing in the background if that's okay with you guys, because we do a reoccurring segment on the show where I read music headlines to usually Sasha or whatever other guest I have, and I want your quick reactions to them.
Sasha as a guest.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we're taking over now.
We want quick reactions here.
Easy.
It could be one word. It can be a fully fledged out thought, but it needs to be quick. Okay. I'm gonna start with Oren. And then the second one, you'll give the first answer, okay?
Okay.
Kanye and Gap to end partnership.
Good.
Yeah.
More. I need more out of you.
Good. I thought I was doing a different headline.
Yeah.
No, you'll start this one.
Okay.
What in the hell is going on with Kanye West's mysterious new private school? Parkour classes, a cone of silence, and a principal with no apparent formal teaching experience.
Exactly. Mugler. Wet look.
Sounds like my upbringing.
That is like so heroin chic of him.
Yeah, literally. Okay.
Okay. This only works if you've listened to the artist, which I hope you have. Paramore releases new first song in 5 years.
Slay.
Yeah, I guess.
2 out of 3 of your answers is yeah.
Yeah, I haven't. I honestly like. I don't know any of their songs.
I know the one. I know the big ones.
What's the big
one? I know that. What's her name?
Hayley Williams.
Yeah, she was in it. Dyes her hair. Yeah,
she does dye her hair. Yeah.
I know that she's mentally ill.
Oh my god!
Best album. Can roll it, roll it.
Like, there's really not that many more I have for you. Foo Fighters.
Okay, Slay.
Okay, 40-year-old dad. Just
thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Me when I'm the youngest person at Oshayaga.
Literally.
Okay, they did announce a new album, though.
Okay, Slay.
Is it too soon?
Oh, didn't they just die?
All of them.
All of them.
They replaced them so quickly.
Oh, the fathers are still fathering?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, if they have it in them, put it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Me to a lot of you old.
Mia. Anyway.
Anyways.
Okay.
If you're above 50.
That's the end of our headline segment.
Yay!
Yeah, that was really fun, guys. Thank you for participating. Some Fridays, there's a lot more controversial headlines that lead to some really productive dialogue.
Wait, can you Google Azalea Banks?
Yeah, I will.
Azalea Banks, Friday, September 16th.
Azalea Banks, Sunday.
Is it supposed to be a news, like something news about them?
No, because there's like this meme where it's like if you put her name in any date on the calendar, there's going to be a controversy.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not heard this. Okay, give me a date.
Today.
Azalea Banks, September 16, but not the year.
It's okay.
I forgot Intentions was still playing.
Hey, it says, oh my God.
Can you say it on air?
No.
Exactly.
Wait, can I see it?
Okay, well, they're not from this year.
No, of course
not. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But the first one is Azalea Banks bleeds personality in Florida show. Like a nice review. But the second headline I'd rather not read on air.
What is the gay person gonna say?
Wait.
The second.
That's awful. Oh my god.
Azalea, okay, but she's
is
right.
She's like known to be problematic.
She no, made points.
She always makes points, and people aren't ready to admit it.
No, because she makes points like 5 years too early.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and the way it's ahead of its time.
You need to read the body paragraphs. Like, you can't just focus on the. You need
not the headlines.
Yeah, not but the headlines.
That's the whole segment, though.
Yeah, you're so right. But Azalea Banks comparing.
Well, then
what?
That
is
hilarious. You should do a body paragraph segment.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, I'll read the whole body paragraph just, and then get you guys to respond with the whole paragraph.
You, like, speed read it.
Yeah. Oh, Trisha Paytas.
Trisha, I was just.
Anyways.
Yeah,
same,
anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I want
me on DJ Pioneer.
I want the music to be heard that you contributed here.
Yeah.
And now we have Earth Eater with Super Soaker.
Of course we do.
Cool track.
That's probably the best.
Okay, sick. We're gonna listen through and we're gonna be back to wrap up the show.
Oh yeah.
Shop front. My shop is the face I front. I'm real when I shop my face. Front. I'm real when I shop my face.
This is the Flower Power Hour. We're back with our closing thoughts. I just wanted to thank Oren, Lana. Thank you so much for joining us,
no,
us today.
I'm
in such a habit
you.
Of saying us with Sasha here beside me. I just can't stop, guys.
No, it's a good. There's another
in
person
spirit.
In the room with us.
Yeah.
Is this Sasha in the room with us right now?
The ghost. We need a sign. But yeah, thanks for joining me. That was really fun.
It was so much fun. Should we say something
yeah,
crazy?
Yeah, some closing thoughts. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Should we just air out an Azalea Banks headline?
Yeah. Another Azalea Banks headline?
Give me another date.
What's your birthday?
Mine? March 23rd.
Azalea Banks, March 23rd.
All right.
Okay. Can't say it on air.
Oh my God.
Can't say it on air.
Shocking! Exclamation mark. Azalea Banks encourages Iggy Azalea to...
Oh,
that's
she dropped
tame.
It.
That's pretty. It's honestly tame compared to the last one a little
I
bit.
I thought you said